Shalom, brethren. May the Lord bless you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I bring you greetings from Saskatoon here in Canada. And I am your brother, Lawrence Tay. And by God's grace, this week, I'll be sharing some few words on my heart with you all, and I'll trust and I believe God is going to help me to say some few words of exhortation that is going to encourage us as we walk this Christian journey. Shall we have a word of prayer? Dear God, we come to you this day just as we are. Lord, we thank you for this platform that you have made. Oh Lord, a place where we can come to be encouraged, to be revived, to be find rest to our souls. Lord, this week, commit the sharing to your hands. Pray, oh Lord, that you bless the hearers. Oh Lord, you help me to be able to choose my words carefully. That will be a blessing unto my brothers and sisters around the world. Oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask it. Amen. So once again, brethren, and also want to render my sincere thanks to the Zambia group, Brother Andrews Piri, Brother Jesse Nzima, and all the transcribers of the daily devotion for the great work they are doing, and all the other brothers and sisters who take time to come to break the bread of life unto us. It really has been a blessing. And we trust that this week also, God will help us to be blessed in his presence once again. So, this week, I want to share on a topic that I want to entitle A Strong Tower. A strong tower. And I'll take my readings from the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 10. I read, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe." The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth unto it, into it, and is safe. Praise the Lord. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. Amen. Now, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. This signifies that the name of God or the Lord serves as a spiritual stronghold, a place of safety and protection for those who are righteous. Brothers and sisters, the emphasis is on the word righteous. And they run to him for refuge during difficult times. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, when we look around the world, there is a trend going on around the world which is every day makes me very sick to the core. We are living in a modern world where sin has become the new normal. People just get up and say things to profane that holy name of the Lord that we have been identified with. And what are the things that they say? People just get up and swear in the name of the Lord. You see, and which is really a canker that is eating into even brethren who are holding on to this end time message. You hear people exclaiming, "Oh my gosh, oh my God, holy cow, holy Jesus, holy Dinah, oh Christ Jesus." You know, they do all these things just in the name of God. But our God is a holy God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower to them that believe. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, who was our example, the Bible says that he who came, he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. So if our Lord and Savior Jesus, no guile was found in his mouth, how is it then that people who call themselves believers will be taking the name of the Lord their God in vain? In the book of Exodus, the Bible also says that thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brothers and sisters, realize that the name of the Lord is not just a commodity that one can run to the store to buy or purchase when in trouble. You see people, a little thing that happens, they are shouting, "Oh my Lord, oh my God," shouting the name of the Lord Jesus, profaning the name of the Lord Jesus. And if that is the case, how is the same name of the Lord, which is a strong tower, is going to be your place of safety and protection, your place of refuge, a spiritual stronghold for you, my brothers and sisters? Amen. Hallelujah. And then one will go on to say, what actually is this name of the Lord? We can mention a whole lot concerning the name of the Lord. Jehovah, Yahweh, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Adonai. And when we mention all these names of God, it depicts the power, the might, and the sovereignty, or the all-knowing, ever-present, and able, strong deliverer, the rescuer, the sustainer, the merciful, the loving, the compassionate. The list goes on and on and on and on. But what is this name that we are called by? The Bible says, Jesus Christ, Jehovah of the Old Testament, is the Jesus of the New Testament. So the name of the Lord, which is a strong tower to us, is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we begin to profane this name, then where lies our safety? Where lies our victory? Where lies our refuge? Amen. Now, the name, what is the name? And what can you find in the name? Brothers and sisters, I know that nobody is going to name his child according to Satan. Nobody is going to call or associate the name of his word to that of Satan. Nobody is going to say, "Oh, the name of my son is Judas Iscariot," or nobody is going to say the name of my son is Lucifer or whatever, because we know that there is something that is significant about a name. Hallelujah. There is something that is significant truly about a name. So the name of the Lord, God Almighty, our Lord, our shield, our buckler, refers to God's character, his person, his power, his strength, and the security that he has for believers. Amen. So if this all is embodied in a name, then who are we that we have to be very, very, very careful so as the name of this God will be a strong tower, will be a place of refuge unto us whenever we are in trouble. Hallelujah. I was trying to find the meaning of a tower, and I came across a word that says that in ancient times, a strong tower or a fortress was a secure refuge where people could flee during an attack. It was a place of safety, provision, and a high ground against an enemy. And who is this enemy? The common enemy, the devil, the wiles of the devil, the forces of darkness. The Bible says we are not fighting against flesh and blood, but we are fighting against powers, principality, rulers of the darkness of this world. And so the name of the Lord being a strong tower is so much high, where when we fall, where when we are in trouble, where we are in need, we call upon this name and we are saved. I also made a little bit of research, and there are some few buildings in the States which are known for their architecture, their height, and beauty. One can talk about the Empire State Building, the skyscraper in New York City. One can talk of One World Trade Center, the state's tallest building in Chicago. One can talk about the Sears Tower, the tallest tower in Chicago. You know, formerly this building was the tallest building in the world, but apparently a certain tower in the world has taken over this building. And also the Chrysler Building in Manhattan. So, brothers and sisters, all these buildings are not going to last forever. They are not going to stay forever. When there is an earthquake, these buildings are going to crumble and fall. They are not going to be, they are not going to even save us from our sins. They are no more going to be a place of safety. Hallelujah. But the Bible says what? The name of the Lord, our God, is a strong tower. Amen. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. So, brothers and sisters, to lay a foundation for our week's sharing, I want to say that whatever we do in word or in deed, we should do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father by Him. For this is the name that has been revealed unto us, which when we lean onto, we are going to find rest to our souls. We are going to be saved from calamity. When we lean, when we take this name, when we don't profane this name, when we don't mention this name, just as the world is doing and just as it has crept into Christianity, this name is going to be a strong tower unto us. So, my brothers and sisters, this is the foundation, the beginning, and I will entreat you that this name will be applied in every area of our life. This name is going to be our stronghold. We are going to hold on to this name. Even as we go about our day's activities today, may we lean on this name. May we remember this name. May we speak this name in victory over everything that Satan is going to do against us today, so that we'll be victors. May the Lord bless us. We shall continue tomorrow. Shalom. God bless.